Format C.
Ord.
Format C.
Format C. Ord.
My name is Tihana Puc. I graduated from art history and ethnology at the Faculty of Social Sciences and Humanities in Zagreb. And I hold a PhD in development and management of cultural heritage at the Institute of Advanced Studies in Lucca in Italy. I'm currently employed at the Ministry of Culture and Media of the Republic of Croatia, but I'm involved independently in several projects, and some of them in the field of digital art history or related to digital archives. One of the projects is Observatory of Artistic Work, OUR, which is short in Croatian for Observatory Umetničkog Rada. That is a project in progress, which aims at collecting and organizing the data on contemporary artists in Croatia. So it was primarily while working on my PhD thesis that dealt with the impact of globalization processes on contemporary artists from Croatia that I really became fully aware of rather poor status of data on contemporary art in Croatia, both in terms of its structuredness and its availability. So back in 2013, as there were no publicly available, digital or any kind for that matter, data sources on contemporary artists from Croatia, on their activity, exhibitions, etc., I needed to create, let's say, my own database, which meant collecting and entering all the data manually. And that can be quite a demanding and time-consuming task. To be very precise, it took me 3 months, but from morning until the evening, to enter the data on the exhibitions of 61 artists. However, it is not all that uncommon that researchers need to create their own databases, which unfortunately often stay unconnected. But beyond that, here I really realized that we, meaning researchers from Croatia, are in a rather unprivileged position, because at the time there was literally no source to look at. And here I became fully aware that in spite of the remarkable growth of digital resources, that there are still gaps that reflect global asymmetries, and this affects in particular the visibility of artists, art production and research from, so to say, off central regions, to avoid saying peripheral. Because if we take Western and Western under quotation marks researchers, for example, their position really is somewhat more favorable. For example, databases of global auctions or exhibition activities such as ArtPrice or ArtFacts offer readily available data on contemporary artists and are often used as a source by empirical researchers. But for us, their use is really quite limited. They are much more focused on the West, they accurately capture the top layer, but offer far less certainty for the layers below.
Format C. OUR.
And in the case of contemporary artists from Croatia, apart from internationally most established artists, the data on them is at best incomplete. Such a situation naturally impacts the research as well as the overall visibility of artists. So not only there was no central data source at the time, but overall artist online presence was not impressive either, in the sense that many artists did not have their web page or the pages were often not updated, which is all quite expected since all that was left to artists themselves. It all depended on their individual resources, and at the time they were not given any particular support to enhance their presence online. So that is all more or less the context in which the idea for the project OUR was born. And since I did collect and structure quite a lot of data on artist exhibitions for the thesis, or all extracted from artist biographies, I thought that had a potential of evolving into digital archive of contemporary artists and exhibitions in Croatia. And that is basically how the idea for OUR was born. Of course, from the very beginning, I was very aware of the fact that it would be quite difficult to even partly accomplish the goal, realizing it independently, so outside the institutions, which meant with scarce resources, both financial and human. Since such a huge project of creating a digital archive of contemporary artists does belong to the institutional realm, but nevertheless, I decided to try. Another incentive to attempt at realizing ore was the then rather marginal position of digital art history in Croatia. And even if the two, digital archive and digital art history, do not need to be related, they do form a natural alliance because practicing digital art history presupposes the availability of structured data. And back in 2014, when the idea was born, digital art history, to best of my knowledge, was practiced only within the research project ArtNet at the Institute of Art History in Zagreb.
Format C. OUR.
So the idea to create a source of data was partly linked to a wish to promote the practice of digital art history as well. And here I would recall the words of Nuria Rodriguez Ortega, who says that producing new structured data, in particular for uncovered cultural domains, is one of the tasks and responsibilities of art historians. In that sense, OUR was an attempt in that direction. The initial idea was to collect the data from artist biographies, which, despite their imperfections, in the sense that there is no standard for organizing the data in an artist biography, they still provide a rich source of data on artists. And considering the overall lack of systemic data for contemporary artists from Croatia and the utmost scarcity of local publicly available digital sources with structured data enabling research in the field of digital art history, collecting and structuring the data from artist biographies could facilitate bridging the gap and increasing the data availability. However, presently we attempted to broaden the activity, and I will return to that later. I would stop here for another moment on the topic of digital art history. So the data that we are trying to gather within OUR should serve various purposes. On one hand, it should provide information to whomever is interested in contemporary artists in Croatia, and on other, it should become a research source for, among others, researchers in the field of digital art history. And I do believe that there is an important promise here. Application of computational methods, and here I must add quantitative methods as well, in art history opened new research possibilities and offered potential answers to research questions that traditional methods were not really able to address. It offered the possibility to see, so to say, a bigger picture than the one traditional art history offered for a long time, and that is big artists, mostly male, white, and Euro-American, and the most important artworks that are aligned in a sort of meta-narrative. And in that sense, it is often said that the digital and quantitative in art history enable writing art history of losers and not only of winners. And furthermore, digital art history enables detecting patterns that remain invisible in close reading of individual works, artists, and so forth. Overall, this, so to say, comeback to art historical resources, art catalogs and artist biographies, which are often used as a source, is very fruitful, especially for studying social and institutional art history, cultural mobility, geography, and so forth. And it is in particular the study of the exhibitions that profited from the production of structured data. And studying the exhibitions proved to bring valuable insights into the artist's circulation, into the development of their careers, and into the configuration of networks between the actors and institutions involved.
Format C. OUR.
So to be a bit more concrete and to come back to the project itself, to OUR, first of all, as I already said, it is a project in progress. Actually, it is a slow project. Even if we started more concretely back in 2016 and with the support from the gallery SIS in Rijeka, a more structured activity was initiated only when Format C took over the project's coordination. And during this year, we continued collecting the data on contemporary artists, their activity, and as well on the contemporary art organizations in Croatia. Format C launched an open call and invited artists and organizations to send the data via a predefined form. And besides that channel, the other one included direct data collecting that was done by a group of volunteers. And we are very happy that the volunteers, mostly students, were interested to participate and to contribute. And such a support is crucial because only scarce financial means are at our disposal, and without establishing a firmer collaboration, it is not realistic that we can accomplish anything a bit more meaningful. And in general, any kind of a project in the realm of digital art history is by definition interdisciplinary and collaborative. It is not possible to realize a similar project as an individual endeavor without having ideally an IT specialist on board, art historians, and multiple hands that collect and enter the data. So the intention is to collect as much data as possible, to organize it, and to make it publicly available online. And we hope it would serve as a platform to get informed about the artists and art spaces in Croatia, and as well as a data source for researchers and artists. We plan to integrate a sort of a gallery on the webpage where we would publish, let's say, case studies. The former web contained mostly network visualizations, which is, however, only one of the possible ways to use the data. And network visualizations gained its prominence within the research community and among the artists as well. I can mention, for example, Burak Arikan, whose many projects, some of which dealing with the art system itself, used social network analysis and network visualizations. So we hope that data might be useful for both research and artistic community. And one of the points that I would like to add is that our aim is to facilitate the artist presentation as well. Since, as I already mentioned, many artists still do not have their webpage, especially younger artists, we hope that OUR could become a platform where they could present themselves at least with basic information. So, to conclude more or less, the project is very ambitious and presently we do not have all the resources and skills needed. So I would actually use this opportunity to invite art organizations that would like to join us in gathering the data, as well as individuals that would like to contribute in any possible way. Because the only way to realize even a part of this ambition is by creating a network of interested organizations and individuals that would then combine their resources and skills.
Format C. Format C.
Format C. Format C. Ord.